Let's talk about God and law, or laws. The law paints a picture of God's will, or what God wants. One must be done and the other was meant to help you get to the point. The reason for traffic lights isn't for delays and congestions, but for there to be safety. And God says, do not approach a woman during her menstrual period. It's so that the sight of blood doesn't become pleasing to you. Or under no circumstance must the sight of blood please you. Just about the time laws are supposed to hand us over to the will of God or God's will to us, we seldom or we miss the point. The overengineering of concepts like tithe and offering has wearied or tired people out without ever delivering the full benefit of the reason those laws were set up in the first place. Jesus actually became the one whom we pay tithe to, as he has now taken the place of the propitiation of the actual law. He is now the minister, the ministry, and the fulfillment of the reason for that will, that particular will of God. There's always something far more important behind what you see as a law from God. Tithing, if you drag it out fully, really aims for the perfection of people. It's so that we can draw near to God. Just like so many laws, they only go as far as only the holy place. Nothing close to the holies of holies, where the high priest can go in. Separation away from God is why Jesus, who is the high priest for all mankind, has made it possible for us to approach God now. The confusion of many is this. Do we continue to do the things that are the requirements of the law, or the real issues of the law and lawlessness? Those are imperfections and impurities. Some of us continues in these laws. Some, like the Catholics, have even gone a bit further and created actual new laws and orders from the physical body of Christ himself, without ever reaching the true mind of God, which is the perfecting, the cleansing of the conscience from evil works and the perfecting of the saints. Why are we so abreast to missing the point? It's as if we are masters of thwarting the will of God for mankind. Why do we just not look for and do God's will and leave the tapes, the rules, and the curtains alone? They only get us caught up in tangles anyway. Jesus said of himself when he was approaching earth, sacrifices and offerings you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sins you have no pleasure, God. Then I said, behold, I have come in the volumes of the books. It was written of me to do your will, O God. And simply put, that's what it's really about. Without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission of sin. This is a holy of holy law, a serious will of God. The other laws are shadows of things that God wants, and only flickers and finicky alongside this one. They pale in comparison to being found just and justified before God. Your finance and health really aren't a holies of holies conversation with God. The blessing, there is where the blessing of Abraham stands. That's what it's really about. That God will have children one day who will not struggle both to know and to do the will of God. This is the blessing of Abraham. There are so many things according to the law that God is not interested in for as long as we pursue the prerequisites of being satisfied or being satisfactory to Him. Without these laws remains the reminder, a pointer until they come to remission and termination of the laws. Without laws, nothing was to be able to remind us to the fulfillment of God's requirements. This is why God now puts His laws in our hearts, so there are no rituals needed to be repeated retortively, regularly, daily, as before. The purpose of reminding us of these requirements are now over, because they live right in within us. For the law has never made anyone perfect, even though they stood as a very powerful visual and rhetoric. They just never had the ability to restrain sensual indulgence, thereby satisfying God's requirements. This was the reason for the end of the law. But only to those who now have the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus living in them. Because God's will will still need to be done, whether by tablet or by visual nuggets, Jesus actually made the works of priests, prelates, placards of laws, and the likes redundant. The blood of Jesus does more for our consciences than the 1,010 commandments can. We will also need to face God. What tablets are you going to use to prepare you for that? Amen.